Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
Turn with me to 1 Timothy chapter 3, reading verse 16. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the word, received up into glory. Amen. The title of our message is, God was made flesh. The Apostle Paul said, and without doubt, without debate, that God himself, not probably, not symbolic, that God, the particular God, was made flesh. He was manifest in the flesh. The God that created in the beginning was made flesh. That is the gospel that he is preaching. And that without controversy. And that this is why we should turn to this God. That it is not someone else he is talking of. That this God whom we have access to today was made flesh. That means we have him. And this God is what is being preached to us by the gospel, which God, Isaiah the prophet, foretold of this God, of his coming. Go with me to Isaiah chapter 9, in verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. So he shall be called the Mighty God. And in verse 7, of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it. And to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform these. He said he is everlasting, because God indeed is everlasting. In case anyone was still in doubt of what Isaiah the prophet is saying, look at verse 8. The Lord sent a word into Jacob. And it hath lighted upon Israel. He said he's talking of the word that he sent into Jacob and then lighted upon Israel. That when the apostle Paul is saying that God was manifest in the flesh, he's talking of what Isaiah the prophet prophesied. That the word was made flesh. And that this word that was made flesh is God. God himself. Look at what John, the apostle, said in John chapter 1, in verse 1 of it. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. See the use of his word. He's using the word was. He said in the beginning was the Word. What is he telling us? That the God that created in the beginning was the Word. So we have the Word, which he said created in the beginning. Where do we have that Word? In the Holy Bible. He said this Word we have in the Bible was with God, in the invisible, unknown to man. And that this word was God. And that's why the apostle said, without controversy, without dispute, that God was made flesh. Look at it in verse 14, John said so, John chapter 1. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. He said, this is a great mystery. This is the mystery of godliness, that the Word he gave to us in the Bible came in the form of man. He was made man, the man Christ Jesus, and that he is the true God. What does he want us to do? He wants us to receive him. That's what John is saying. That's what Apostle Paul is saying. That's what the prophet spoke of. He wants us to receive his word, the word he sent to Jacob by Moses. He gave the law to the Israelites. He said that word he sent to Jacob is a light. The light that will give us the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. That's why he said we beheld his glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth, that this Son of God came directly from God. That is, it is God manifest. It is the manifestation of God himself, the God whom we have never seen. He said, no man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son in his bosom hath declared him. And that this is the message which is being preached to us, that we should receive him. That's why he says, as many as receive him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God. Receive who? Receive the word in the Bible as the Son of the invisible God. That anyone that receive him, he says, he received God that sent him. Anyone that believe in him, that the word that God gave to us in the Bible is his Son. He says he had believed God who sent him. And that is why he says that without controversy, great is this mystery of godliness, that God gave the word to the Israelites, and then this word was made flesh. He came as he said he's going to come. See what John said further in 1 John, in his epistles. 1 John chapter 1, in verse 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. You see, we handled the word of life, not symbolic. We, the Apostle John is saying, we handled him, we saw him. The living word is what he's saying, because the word of God is living and powerful. And that is word that created in the beginning, which we have heard, which has been preached to us, we saw him. Verse 2. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. He says we are in fellowship of the Father and his Son. And so we are telling you so that you also have fellowship with us, that truly, we are in fellowship with the Bible. And so God wants to bring every one of us to this house, to this one fellowship, as the scripture says, that we all, beholding him as in a glass, as in a mirror, are changed from glory to glory. By who? By the Spirit of the scriptures. And that he is preaching the scripture to us so that we also can be in fellowship. We can be in the same page, in the same place. So that where they are, we'll be there also. The apostle said that he himself came and declared to us, who the Son of God, declared to us that he is the way, he is the truth, he is the life. There is no other way anyone can come to the Father except by him. By who? By his word that was made flesh. And so he said he testified, and therefore he gave us this testimony. This word we read in the Bible is not ordinary letterings. They are spiritual. And that is why he said we should be in fellowship with the word. Jesus says to the Jews that believe on him, if you continue in the scriptures, then are you my disciples indeed. For he is the scriptures. And then he said you will know him. And he will set you free. You will know the truth. And the truth of him, as opposed to John is saying, is that this is the true Son of God. This word in the Bible is the true Son of the invisible God. That word we have been hearing of, that is being preached to us, Jesus, he says, is this word we are reading. That he came to show us the way. That is why he was made flesh, to point our hearts to the Bible. We didn't know whom the Son of God was. And so he came to show us the Son. That the Son of God is the Word of God. See what he said in 1 John chapter 5. In verse 20. And we know that the Son of God is come. And hath given us an understanding. That we may know him that is true. And we are in him that is true. Even in his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Amen. It says, and we know that the Son of God is come and hath given us an understanding, that we may know him that is true, and that we are in him that is true. That this one that is true is the Son of God himself. And that this is the true God and eternal life. That this word that he's preaching to us is the true God. That the God of the Bible is the true God. That's why he says that this is life eternal, as he was praying. That they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus whom he has sent. You know, when he brought the first begotten into the world, God brought his Son into the world. The Word was made flesh. And then see what he said to his angels, what they should do to his Son. Look at Hebrews chapter 1, reading verse 6 of it. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he saith, and let all the angels of God worship him. You know, it's only God that is to be worshipped. You can't worship any other thing. Jesus said to Satan, when Satan said, bow down, worship me. He said, only the Lord your God shall you worship. He said, when he brought the first begotten into the world, he told all his angels, the angels of God, to worship him. Because he is God. That it was God that was manifest. He said it was sin of angels, as we read in 1 Timothy 3:16. That without controversy, both in heaven and earth, that God indeed was manifest. He told the angels to worship him. Look at verse 7. And of the angels he saith, who maketh his angels spirits and his ministers flame of fire. But unto the Son he saith, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. God called him God. Because there is no one greater. He said when he had nothing to swear to Abraham, to guarantee to Abraham, he guaranteed by himself. Amen. He said, for God so loved the world, he gave himself to us. By what means? By his Son. He says, thy throne is forever, O God, because he's invisible. You can't see him. You cannot see God. And so God gave us his express image, his person. And he said to the angels, he said, worship him. The angels of God cannot worship any other thing except God. That was a war in heaven when the devils, the dragon, wanted them to worship something else. See, there was war in heaven. So it's a concluded matter. They only worship the true God. That's what the angel told John. When John wanted to worship him, he said, "Don't worship me. I'm your fellow servant that have the testimony of Jesus." The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. We worship God. That's why when he was born in Bethlehem, the angel that was sent to give the message to the shepherd in the field, see what happened in Luke chapter 2. And after the angel has given the message to the shepherds, we read in verse 13 and 14, "And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, good will towards men.'" Because they were praising God. He is God. And so they advertised to humanity that God is come to you. And the angels were praising God as he commanded them, that all his angels should worship him to give us an example that we are to worship God. Which God? The Word, as God. And that him alone must be worshipped. That the Father seeketh for such to worship him. And therefore God has highly exalted him and gave him a name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven. We just read it. The angels bow to him. And on earth and beneath, that at the name of Jesus we should bow. We should bow to the Holy Bible. For God shall yet show wonderful things about him. That this writing of God is not ordinary writing, written with the finger of God. That he is the Son of God himself. And that when he said God was made flesh, that God he's saying to us is the Word in the Holy Bible, which we have. That's why he's saying he was in the beginning, because we have it now. And Jesus said to John in Revelation, "I am he that is, and was, and is to come." That it is him, the same yesterday, who? The Word. He told Moses, "I am the God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob." When he asked him, "Who should I tell the Israelites that sent me?" He said, "Tell them that I am. There is not another. I am God. I am the Lord. I don't know of any other. I am that Word that came to Abraham. I am that Word that came to Isaac. I am the Word that came to Jacob." And where is that Word? He put it in writing. That all this Word we read in the Bible is the Word when we hear that the Word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet. He is that God. And he said, "Take heed to this sure word of prophecy," that they didn't come privately. That holy men spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit of God. He took the same Word and he came in flesh. But he said that's not how he wants us to see him. That's why he's preaching the Word to us. He wants us to see him by this Word, so that he will show us the way. They did not believe. He said for 40 years he preached to them in the wilderness. They did not believe. And after such a long time in David, again in the Psalm, he told them, "Today, if you hear the voice of his Word, harden not your hearts, as it was in the temptation, the days of wilderness." And then he's saying to us again, after such a long time, by the Apostle Paul, he said, "Without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness, that this Word of God was made flesh." John said, "We saw him, we handled him, and therefore we are preaching to you so that you can come to fellowship with us." That truly, we're in fellowship with the Word. We're in fellowship with this tangible God. With this Word of God, we look on him. As we continue looking on him, he changes us. We see him as the living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God. Precious. that every word in the Bible says, seek out of it and read. None of it shall fail. None shall want to admit. He is not preaching ourselves to us. He is preaching his word to us. He said that he is the beginning, he is the end. He is the one that abideth forever. That flesh and blood is grass. That it shall wither one day. But this word of God abideth forever. What are you supposed to do? He said, receive him. When you receive him, you will be living still. By who? By him. That he came to reproduce himself in us. He came to give us a new nature, a new life. And that is why he's saying that we should not look at him in flesh and blood. God was made flesh. He is not in flesh and blood. The word was made flesh. We have the word today. He says near us. Even in our mouth, the scripture we quote. And the apostle said, this is what we do. We used to know him that way. We don't do so anymore. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5. In verse 16 of 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Wherefore, henceforth, know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Say, we don't know him after the flesh anymore. Verse 17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. He says, not only Christ we don't see in the flesh anymore. Also, those who are in him, we don't see them in the flesh. We see them by the Spirit. What spirit is in them? He said, beloved brethren, don't believe every spirit. Try the spirits and see what spirit is in that man, in that woman. That if he confess, if he testify that this word of God was made flesh, he says that's the Spirit of Christ. But if he confesseth not that this word of God came in flesh and blood, he says it's an antichrist. That this is the very Christ, who? The word in the Bible. And that we don't see him in flesh and blood at all. We see him in spirit. And therefore, when we talk of Christ, we talk of this Bible. And see where people are. Are they in this Bible? Is this Bible in them? Is it their testimony? Are they preaching the Bible? Or they are talking of something else? He said, he that talks something else is a stranger. Jesus said to them, you have your father the devil. The lust of your father you do. He is a liar from the beginning. What is the lie? When he speaks of himself. And that no one that received the Spirit of Christ talk of himself anymore. And therefore, anyone that is in Christ is a new being. He testified of me, Jesus says. He said, when the Spirit of truth comes upon you, you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, to the utmost part of the world. Testimony of the Holy Bible as the Son of God, as that God that was made flesh, as he whom he said that my flesh is meat indeed, my blood is drink indeed. We are to eat the truth of this Bible, that it is this Bible that came in human form and was moving about in the street of Galilee, Nazareth, where he was raised up. That's why he's called Jesus of Nazareth. It is this word that was born in the city of David in Bethlehem. Christ the Savior. According to the scriptures, it is this word of God that was crucified. It is this word of God that died and on the third day was raised again. He said, if you believe in your heart, the Lord Jesus, and confess with your mouth that God has raised him from the dead, he said, you shall be saved. That he is the resurrection, he is the life. He is that one that is being preached to us, that we should open our heart to him. That the truth of this Bible should enter us. That the entrance of this truth into you, it will give you light, it will give you understanding. That once this truth of this Bible enter you, as Apostle Paul is saying, that without controversy, that one time I was injurious, I fought against them. But when he spoke to me on the way to Damascus, and I find out that God is word, he opened my mind and sent me to the Gentiles to be a light unto them, to direct their mind to the Bible, that word which is sent is the Christ, the Son of the living God. I didn't know, St. Paul's saying, but When it pleased him to reveal himself to me, he showed me his word, as he did to the disciples. That after he resurrected, beginning from Moses, in all the Psalms and the prophets, he expounded to them the things concerning himself. It is this God that was made flesh. He created Adam from the dust. He was made flesh. But he said this time around, he's a new being. The Word was manifested in the flesh, in the form of man, according to his word. And that this is the promise he made, that he came to give us a new life by his word. So that we don't return to the dust again. That dust can never inherit the kingdom of God. Flesh and blood cannot. Except you are born again by the Spirit of the Bible. And then when the Spirit of the Bible gives birth to you, then you will speak as the apostle spoke. You will testify as the prophet said. Anyone that is in Christ is truly a new being. What being? The being of the Bible. The being of the Word. Not the human being, become a spirit being. There is a natural body, there is a spiritual body. That if our tabernacle be dissolved, this earthly one, the apostle says, say we have a building of God, eternal in the heaven. Who is that building? He said he's Christ. Where is that Christ? This word. That's why he said we should eat him. We should take him into our heart. That God cannot lie. That it truly God was made flesh to show us the way. That you also, you can receive him. And that our hope should not be in the death in Adam. That in Adam all die. In Christ, everyone that has received Christ shall live. What sort of life? Eternal life. That God has given us eternal life. That eternal life is in this Holy Bible. As the Son of God has eternal life. Why is he eternal? So the Father determined. That heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word abide forever. And then he came to give us the foretaste of it. So he became the first to be raised from the dead. That he did not allow him to see corruption. That anyone that have the spirit of this Bible, which raised Jesus from the dead. He said the same spirit will give you life on that day. And that this God is whom God is preaching to us. Who is preaching him? God. He preached it to the angels. He told them, worship him. Because he is God. The God of the whole earth is this Bible. Given to us freely. So that through him we can worship the true God and come out from idol worshiping. That's why John says, little children, keep away from idols. How can you keep away from idols? That once we turn to Christ, the sin is taken away. That veil is taken away from our heart. Once we turn to this Bible and know the authentic Christ, the true Christ, we are changed by the power of his spirit, which is in him. He said, I am. If you believe, you are passed from death to life. Believe who? Believe this word. That's all that's remaining. We are supposed to believe him. He ate after he resurrected. Where do we have him now? He said, just this Bible. Don't doubt that if you believe, you have entered his rest. That's all. You have entered. And that is what is being preached to us, that we don't see him anymore in the flesh. That anyone that see Christ in the flesh is dead to him. We are to see him the way he is, and this is everlasting. It cannot be changed again. It is permanent. The Bible remains forever. It cannot be uttered again. That's why he said, without controversy, great is this mystery of godliness, that this God was made flesh to show us the way. He said, it was seen of angels. And then he told the angels, worship him. If the angels will worship this God, what are you supposed to do? He said, worship the Word. You are to worship the Word. That's the true God. And the eternal life. That is our God is forever. He says the government of our life is upon his shoulder. And of his government there is no end. It has no end. Yes, he said his priesthood has no end. His government has no end. That the government of the Bible has no end. The government of man will be switched up one day. And that he is a government. That is the government of God that is being preached to us. That repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. That Jesus is that kingdom. What kingdom? The kingdom of the Holy Bible. You do well if you take heed to it. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogan. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.